our names are already in the book of life.
Amen.
Oh, that day when all the saints of the living God,
Amen.
Oh, we all meet over there.
Amen.
Oh, I will hear my sister's name. Sister Nadisa. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll hear my brother's name. Oh, glory be to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
It'll be a wonderful time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, shall we be seated for a moment? Praise God. Today, today, one of the glorious evenings. Amen.
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 But you know what? The most important thing, when we look at His Word, it assures us,
Amen.
Amen. That where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in the midst.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord knows that we will be meeting here this
evening.
Amen. So He is already here.
Thank you, Lord.
He will never fail His word.
Yes, sir.
His word always. He is so blind to His word.
Amen.
That if they meet in my name, then I will be in the midst. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is not a gathering of what? Our own selves. As we have heard that the synagogue of Satan, that is a gathering where they meet and discuss things about themselves, their own selves. Amen.
Amen.
But we are the church of the living God.
Amen.
A call out people. Amen.
Amen.
And wherever we meet, the name of the Lord is the center of our discussion.
Amen.
So for sure, He will always be faithful to His word. He will be in the midst of His children. Amen.
Amen.
This evening we shall look at a subject that defines a true believer, a Christian.
Amen.
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 Which actually also separates us from the world.
Amen.
As the prophet said, we don't want, it's not our mind to separate ourselves from people, but it is the spirit that is in us that makes the difference.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so we thank the Lord that this evening, that only thing is what? Is about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I was reading the book of Church Age, still on the book of the Church of Minor. And there is a portion where the prophet titled it the Holy Spirit in every age.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit in every age. So tonight, let's look at it and just like Bible studies, and we see what the prophet has for us on this topic. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit in every age, which we cannot even finish this evening. Amen. So shall we stand again? And let us pray. Everyone, let's pray. Thank the Lord for this evening. And
thank you, Father, for your goodness, for your kindness, for your greatness, Lord. Father, it's grace that does constrain us to bring us, Lord, Father, to this place. It's your grace that leads us, that guides us, and shepherds us, Lord, even upon this day. The Lord allows us, O God, Father, to separate ourselves, Father, from the cares of this life, from work and all. Father, Lord, 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 Savior, Lord, Father, we come unto thee, Lord, Father, confess
see the very strength that you desire. One more time, Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, the Lord shed your light, I ask your grace and let's just stand out the faith. Give her unction, give her strength, Lord. Give her the very power that she needs. Let her come to sign our Savior. Oh God, let me go back to you, Lord. Even if we fear, maybe the only child of your God is Lord. You do something very special. You are turning us for this day. I ask your grace and strength. Help us, I pray. Father, even upon this time in those years, Lord, in those things, Lord, that we have come to undertake the stretch for our Jesus. I believe in you, God. Father, that you're not Savior. We're working on a plan that's far beyond me, that I can understand, Lord. But in all the funny mistakes that I'm yet touching, I pray that you be not Savior. Let him stand up, Lord. Let him praise unto you. Let him stand up, Savior, upon the street, Lord. Father, bless not Savior. Oh, my Lord, and precious beloved Savior. Oh, God, all that will be done in the next service, Father. Thank you, Mr. Lord. Remembering all that upon the sound, Mr. Christ, the Lord is trying to bless us, God's glory. Leave us from hundreds of people. Lord, hear us, Lord, and praise the Lord. Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege and time that we find ourselves right in your presence, Lord. Father, we know the weather out there is so bad, but Lord Jesus, oh, when it comes to, oh, your name, Lord, nothing stops us, O God.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that we gathered together here in your name,
Hallelujah.
Lord. And us being your name, we know that, Lord, you are right in our midst here, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, bless your word, O God.
Yes,
Father, we commit our brethren who are not here in your hands.
Amen.
Lord, many of them are at work, Lord. And Father, we know where others are. The Lord Jesus, we want, O God, that you reach them wherever they are, Lord, and bless them, O God, with the best worship that, Lord, we will receive here tonight, O God. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you once again. Now, bless your word as we thank you,
Hallelujah.
And let your Holy Spirit now come sweep over us, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we bring your testimony.
Amen.
Amen. As we are still standing, let's stand to just, the prophet just read one sentence. Revelation 2:11. Amen. Just a portion of our and the prophet read only the first sentence. Amen. So let's read that also. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
That's where he ended. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. We are with all ears, Lord, to hear from the Spirit of God. Father, bless your word
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Shall we be seated? Yeah, the prophet started, he said, from what we have read, he said, there is not one church age where this verse is not mentioned. Is that true?
Amen.
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 All the church ages, this sentence was what was being Amen. Given to them.
Amen.
That he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So he said, there is not one church age where this verse is not mentioned. See, he said, every single age has the same admonition to the people of every age. He that hath an ear,
Amen.
Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, but, now that's where we are going to stand on. He said, but it is absolutely impossible for all men to hear what the Spirit say to the different ages. Amen.
Amen.
But it is absolutely impossible for all men to hear what the Spirit saith to us to the different ages. And here We believe that the prophet is not saying that some people didn't hear. Amen.
Amen.
He's not referring that some people didn't hear. But the thing is that they heard. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
They heard. See? He said, for Hebrews 4:2, he said, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, so they heard it. Amen.
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 Not being mixed with what? Faith in them that heard it. Praise the Lord. So they heard it. As it was preached to them, it's being preached to us also. Amen. And so, he said, it is absolutely impossible for all men to hear what the Spirit saith to the different churches. And the prophet supported this statement with four scriptures. He quoted four scriptures. And I want us to look at the scriptures, because they are going to what? Support what the prophet is saying.
Amen.
That they heard it. Amen.
Amen.
But there are some other people that hear and it became life to them. So the first scripture that the prophet quoted was 1 Corinthians 2:6-16. And I believe it will be very good that we read. Amen. Because there is a blessing in reading the word of God.
Amen.
You know that?
Amen.
Amen. That's what there's a blessing. It's a blessing to them that read it. This Revelation 1:3. Revelation 1:3, what does it say? Quickly, let's see what is there. That is a blessing that will be read.
Amen.
And hear and then keep. So blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So it's always a blessing for you to read, for you to hear, and then keep those things, because the time is what is at hand. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 2:6-16. The prophet quoted that. He said, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Amen.
Amen.
See, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And so now, the reason now we are going to see why people hear, but yet they cannot what? Live by it. Now here verse 7 is saying, but we speak the wisdom. See? We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
So it has to take someone who has those spiritual ears to hear.
Amen.
Amen.
Because this wisdom of God is what? Is it a mystery? Even the hidden wisdom.
Amen.
Amen. And so when one day Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man,
amen,
and drink of his blood, there is no life in you.
Wow.
Amen.
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 You see
Amen.
It? The wisdom of God in a mystery. Praise the Lord. And we know when you follow that scripture, the people, what did they say? They said, this is a high
Yes, sir.
Who can hear it? Yeah. That is what they said.
Mm.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So, this is what? A hard thing.
Mm.
That's John 6:53. The people said, this is what? A hard thing. Who can hear it?
Mm.
See? Jesus said, very well I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Then, somewhere, get into the, look it for me, where the people said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it?
John 6:50.
Amen.
It's about 40.
It's
about
it's 60, just on that same. That same. 60, but get into. Praise the Lord.
Let's go up. Down. Right at the end of that. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Because we want to make sure that all what we are saying is what is written.
No.
Okay, let me just.
Get it. That's it. That's it. Amen. She has it. Stay, Bramex. Stay on the screen, Bramex.
John 6. Okay. Verse
60.
Oh, it is here.
Amen.
Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard thing.
Amen.
Who can hear it? You see
Amen.
It?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God has been spoken. They have heard it.
Mm.
Now, they are saying that this is a hard thing. Who can what? Hear it.
Mm.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord that, brethren, we have got what? The ears
Amen.
To hear the word of God.
Amen.
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 That's
right.
Verse 8. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have what? Crucified the Lord's glory.
Mm.
See? None of the princes. And who are those princes? Who is the princes of this? Who is the prince of this world?
Mm.
Mm. Uh-huh. Satan himself.
Amen.
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 And so his own people are what? The princes of what? Of this world. Said none, which none of the princes of this world knew. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go tonight. But as it is written, see, I have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of men, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Amen.
So, there are some people, we are coming on that, the prophet said, there are some people, oh, hallelujah,
Amen.
That all these mysteries, the hidden wisdom of God, oh, they hear it and they understand. Amen. Let's go to 12. Oh, no, let's go to 10. Okay. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Amen.
You and I, God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of what? Of God.
Mm.
For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but what? The Spirit of God.
Amen.
See, then verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of this world,
Amen.
But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto
Hallelujah.
Us, God. God has given what? His own things so freely for
Amen.
Oh Lord,
Amen.
Thank you Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank the Lord that we have not received the spirit of this world. That we have received the spirit which is of what? Which is of God. See? Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. That which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Amen.
but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually what? Discerned.
Yes, sir. Amen.
See? But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. See? Yet he himself is judge of no man. Then verse 16. Oh, hallelujah. For who have known the mind of God, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, let this mind Amen. Be in you, Amen. As it was in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That he was in the form of God, but took what? The form of a servant upon himself. And that's how he's talking about humility.
Oh, Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
And so, the prophet is saying, but it is absolutely impossible for all men to hear. You see it? They heard it. Eat of my flesh and drink of my blood.
Mm.
You got to say amen.
Amen.
But what did they say? Said this is a half saying. Who can hear it?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Now, the next scripture the prophet quoted was Matthew 13:13-16. It's just a Bible study. May the Lord bless. Keep it that way. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 13:13-16. He said, therefore speak I to them in parables. See? The prophet, the disciples came to Jesus. But Lord, what, why are you speaking to the people in parables? Then he answered, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they, seeing, see not. Seeing, they see not. Look at the man standing there. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The man that can take five loaves of what? Five loaves of bread and two fishes and feed 5,000 people and still have as many bags as what? 12 bags full remaining. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see all this. The cripples walk. The blind see. The dumb hear. Oh, the dead even are raised.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And they see all this. But they see not. My brother, my sister. This is wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
He said, and hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. See? Neither do they understand. That's why he said, this is a half saying. Who can hear it? And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not what? Understand. And seeing ye shall see, and shall not what? Perceive. So it has already been what? Prophesied. Oh, God has already said it through his prophet already.
Amen.
And every word of God, oh, surely,
Amen.
Is a law that had to come to pass.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. It will surely refer to some people.
Amen.
And here was it happening. And Christ had to what? Quote that from the prophet Isaiah. That's what the prophet Isaiah said. And here it is being fulfilled. Amen. For these people, their heart is waxed gross. Brethren, when we are reading all these things, it's what? It's referring to us.
Amen.
Amen. So, it's your heart. See? You hold your heart so strong against small things. Your heart is what? Gross up.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, watch it.
Mm.
Amen. These people's heart is waxed gross. Amen. And their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes, they have closed. Oh my. Praise the Lord. Verse 16. But blessed are your eyes.
Amen.
For they see, and your ears, for they hear.
Amen.
And so the statement, what the prophet is saying, is absolutely impossible for all men to hear. You see, there is scripture for it.
Amen.
It's the second scripture we read. Yeah, it's very true. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Then the third scripture, the prophet quoted it from John 8, 42 to 44.
Mm.
John 8, 42 to 44. Let's look at what is there also. That Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you know that encounter between Jesus and what? The Pharisees and the scribes. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
He said, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Amen.
Amen.
See, you couldn't understand. Now we begin to find out why the Pharisees and the scribes couldn't accept Jesus Christ as truly, even just believing that he is a prophet, he has sent from God. Even if you are not going to accept him as your Messiah. Amen. But could you see that they went to John the Baptist to hear him, and John will what? Lash at them. But they will go again. But Jesus, no. All because they just all the time look at what Nazareth. Say, what good will come? Can any good thing come out from Nazareth? Whereas he wasn't born in Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
You wouldn't believe it. Why? He said, why do ye not understand my speech? You see? Jesus said, why do ye not understand my speech?
Amen.
Even because ye cannot hear my word.
Amen.
Amen.
Can't hear my word.
Amen.
Even when I say it, you can't hear it. Oh, brethren.
Mm.
Not all. It's impossible for all. Oh, to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Amen.
Amen.
It is impossible, absolutely impossible for all to hear what the Spirit is what? Saying to the churches. Because here Jesus is telling them, my speech, you can't understand it.
Amen.
Even because you cannot even hear my word.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Then Jesus told them, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do.
Amen.
He was what? A murderer.
Amen.
From the beginning.
Amen.
See? He was a murderer from the beginning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, this is what even a revelation of what who Cain is.
Amen.
This is what a serpent is, a scripture for a serpent seed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You have your father what? The devil. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
See? He was a murderer in what?
From the
beginning. Amen. Who was a murderer from the beginning? Cain. This is what? The serpent seed, the scripture for serpent seed.
Amen.
And when you open it to someone, he hears it, but he can't understand.
Amen.
He sees it, but he cannot perceive.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it has to take what? Blessed are your ears.
Amen.
Blessed are your eyes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. It's impossible for what? For all to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
But praise be to God. Oh, we have the ears to hear.
Amen.
He said, he abode not in the truth. Brethren, let's stay where the blood covers our sins.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's stay under the word. Amen. Let's stay by the truth. Because there is no truth in him.
Amen.
And when he speaketh a lie, when he speaks, it's always not a lie.
Mm.
You know where your brother is. You know what you have done to your brother Abel.
Mm.
Then God is asking, where is your brother?
Mm.
He lied.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Am I my brother's keeper? He lied.
Mm.
See? When he speaks, it's a lie. He speaketh of his own. For he is a liar, the father of it.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. And then, the fourth scripture. The fourth text the prophet quoted was Matthew 16:17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, you know it already. Amen. When Jesus was asking, who do you people say I, the Son of Man, I am?
Amen. Amen.
And when Peter
wow.
answered and said unto him,
mm.
thou art the Christ,
wow. Wow.
the Son of the living God.
Amen. Mm.
Oh, then Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou,
Amen.
Simon by Jonah,
mm.
for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee,
mm.
but my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
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 Oh, brethren, oh, what the Lord, look at what the Lord has done to us.
Amen.
It is what? It has taken the Lord himself, God himself. Not what we have believed is not by what? Our flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Or by our own understanding.
Amen.
Brother, believe and know today that it is God's own revelation
Amen.
That he has given to you for you to know. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, the hidden wisdom, the mystery. Praise God.
Yes, amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Then the prophet said, putting these verses together, we see that there is only one group of people.
Oh, I love that.
Mm.
There is only one group of people. And that is a very special group of people.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Who are able to hear.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See how the prophet described you and I?
Mm.
That we are a very special group of people.
Amen.
Mm. Who are able to hear what the Spirit says in each age.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Oh, thank God. He said, only one group.
Amen.
It is one special group
Amen.
That receives the revelation for each age.
Amen.
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 Oh, the Holy Spirit in every age.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And here, you are seated here.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. He said that group is of God.
Mm.
That group is of God.
Amen.
Because the group that cannot hear is not of God.
Amen.
Amen. The group that cannot hear is not of God.
Amen.
The group that can hear is of God. He said the group that can and does hear what the Spirit is saying and receive the revelation thereof, that group, as what is described in what he said in 1 Corinthians 2:6-16 that we just read. Amen. That they are the ones who have the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You believe it?
Amen.
Amen. You have the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hmm? Amen. Not the Spirit of this world.
Amen.
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 That makes you, that defines Amen. You. That separates you from the world.
Amen.
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 They are the ones that are born of God.
Amen.
Mm. Thank you, Lord. That they are baptized into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ by His Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So they are baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Ah, thank the Lord that I'm baptized.
Amen.
By the Holy Ghost. And the prophet said, this ought to make you to rejoice.
Amen.
This ought to make you rejoice. Amen.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Now, let's look at something. The prophet said, there is a most peculiar doctrine in the air that is causing much misunderstanding and hard feelings. For when the Pentecostals say you must speak in tongues or you haven't been baptized with the Holy Ghost, oh, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For the tongues are not the evidence of being Spirit-filled.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Tongues are not the evidence of being Spirit-filled. It is simply one of the 9 manifestations mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12. See? So there is no scripture that says that you receive the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues, or that you receive the Holy Spirit by speaking in tongues. Amen.
Amen.
But said, what does the scripture say? He said, after they were all filled
Amen.
With the Holy Ghost,
yes,
they speak in tongues.
Mm.
You see? Amen.
Amen.
He said, today, many people speak under the influence of a wrong spirit.
Mm.
What about that?
Why?
So now let us say we are in a meeting and the people all speaking in tongues. How can you know which tongue is from the spirit and which is from the devil? See? How can you know it? These are some of the things that proves that the speaking in tongues is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. The prophet came to this side to just prove to us that speaking in tongues is not the evidence of what? Of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So the prophet asked this question. He said, who knows what is real? Who understood the language to know what was spoken? And who has the gift of discernment to know? Praise God.
Amen.
He came again to say that, what will we do when we are confronted with the fact that people who have never spoken in tongues have some of the other 8 manifestations in their lives, such as the word of wisdom,
Amen.
The discerning of spirits,
Amen.
The word of knowledge, faith, healing, and even miracle. Now, you have chosen only speaking in tongues to be the evidence of what? Of the Holy Ghost. What about the other 8?
Amen.
Amen. If somebody is what? Is filled with the other 8 manifestations. What about that? You see, you can't understand why people get the whole thing wrong. Amen. They've got the whole thing wrong. And truly, it has to take what? It has to take, oh, praise the Lord, the Spirit of God to understand what the Spirit said to the churches in every age.
Amen.
Now the prophet said, now you can begin to see why tongues is not the evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost. It doesn't say in any age that he that has a tongue, let him say what the Spirit is saying. No, sir. He never spoke that to any of the churches. That if you have tongues, let him say what the Spirit is saying. No, sir. Praise God.
Mm.
Said that puts tongues interpretation thereof and prophecy and so on aside as evidence. The evidence, now here, the evidence is hearing what the Spirit says.
Amen.
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 That's the evidence of what? The Holy Ghost in your life. The prophet said the evidence is hearing what the Spirit says. That means when the Spirit, whatever the Spirit says, you understand.
Amen.
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 Or even if you don't understand, you say amen to it.
Amen.
That's the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit. If you can hear what the Spirit says to the churches in every age, in this our age, what the Spirit is saying, if you can hear it, it shows that you have what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because when you hear it, it becomes what? It becomes part of your life.
Amen.
Amen. You live by it. We are coming to that. He said the Spirit is talking. Yes, the Spirit is teaching. That's exactly what Jesus said he will do when he comes.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit comes, he will touch us.
Amen.
He will teach us. And he said that is exactly what the Holy Spirit will do. And he said, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance,
Amen.
Whatever you have said, whatever he has already said.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Spirit will do. And when you hear it, that's what? A sign that you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Now we are trying to find out. Many people ask this question. How can I know that I have the Holy Ghost? Amen. Now, we are hearing part of it here. That if you can hear what the Spirit saith unto what? The churches. Say unto your age. If you hear it. Not only hearing it.
Amen.
But hearing what he's talking about, the hearing, is when you live it.
Amen.
He said, blessed are they that what? Read these prophecies. This book of prophecy. And what? And hear the things that are written therein. And then do what? Keep those things.
Amen.
Amen. So it's not a question of just hearing and for hearing's sake. But hearing and the whole thing being what? Manifested in your life.
Amen.
Because when you hear and what you hear manifests in your life, it is what? It's the Spirit of God that is what? Now, bringing out what? The fruits. Amen. That is how the gospel were written. That's how the gospel even were written. This man, he's talking about what? The man that wrote the gospel. This man had recalled to their minds by the Holy Ghost. See? What does the scripture say in Peter? Amen. Let's turn to Peter.
Amen.
And then just go to that one. It says the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit that speaks to them for them to do what? Now, 2 Peter 1:20. 2 Peter 1:20.
It says.
Said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
Amen.
Amen.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spake as they were what? Moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. See, that's what the prophet is saying here. Oh, praise the Lord. Whatever the prophet says, there is a scripture to it. See, the prophet was saying here that these men had recalled to their minds by the Holy Ghost the very words that Jesus spake. Amen. And there is a scripture to it. It has never been their own mind. But as much as they were moved by what? By the Holy Ghost. The root. So the prophet said, that is why the gospels are accurate and they are perfect.
Amen.
man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is Jesus what speaking to them, and they also writing the very thing that what the Holy Ghost has what spoken to them. That but the Spirit did not only bring all things to their mind. Listen. Not only bringing all things to their mind, but what? But he taught them further on the truth they have had. So the Holy, that's why the Holy Spirit is what? We are coming on that. The Holy Spirit is what? Is a teacher.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that is how Paul received his revelation. And he said concerning it, Paul himself said also that, but I satisfy you. Peter wrote that every prophecy of this Bible is not of any private interpretation. And then Paul also said, but I satisfy, that's Galatians 1, 11 and 12. But I satisfy you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man.
Amen.
For I neither received of it of men, neither was I taught it of men, but by the revelation of what? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See? Oh, see what Peter said? It's of no private interpretation. And then Paul also saying, it wasn't man that taught him. Amen. That he, Paul said, he was taught by the Holy Ghost. Oh, and that is what is, when we come in here, that's what the Holy Ghost is doing to us every day when we come here.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the prophet said here, when Jesus was upon the earth, he came as the Lamb. When he was on earth here, he came as what? The Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sacrificial Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And as a prophet. But when he came back upon the church by his Spirit, he became the teacher.
Amen.
Amen. When he came back, he became what? The teacher.
Amen.
And so, he said, he told us, okay, now, when God is silent, we had better be silent.
Amen.
But when he has spoken, we had better speak too. And say what he has already what? Said.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So he told us the evidence of what will happen after being baptized with the Holy Ghost was that we would have the teacher come.
Amen.
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 And teach all truth. But that teacher, now take notice of this. But that teacher was an inside teacher.
Amen.
That teacher is what? An inside teacher. Not an outside teacher.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. The Holy Spirit, when he comes, he stays in. The Holy Spirit's word is a teacher.
Amen.
Amen. So, when you have received the Holy Spirit, the teacher is what? Inside. Not an outside teacher, but what? Inside teacher.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
That if the Spirit wasn't inside, you wouldn't hear the truth. Ah, okay. Now you see it. Why some people could not hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches in every age, it's all because the teacher is not in.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But when the teacher is in, whatever the Spirit saith, oh, you understand.
Amen.
Amen.
Because what the Spirit saith is the Spirit, the same Spirit that is in you. Oh, when the deep calleth unto the deep, there must be a deep to what? To answer. If there is a deep in you, when the deep says anything, the deep in you responds. Amen.
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 Oh, yes, sir. If the Spirit was by what? Revelation. If you, even if you hear it every moment, every day, you will never come to that understanding.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And praise be to God, we have not received the spirit of this world, but we have received the spirit that is of God, that we can what? We can know the things that God has prepared all for his own.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That was the sign of the indwelling spirit in the days of Paul. Those who were filled with the Holy Ghost heard the word, received it, and lived by it.
Amen.
Amen. The indwelling spirit. Amen. That's the sign. See, when God speaks, when the Spirit speaks, and then whatever the Spirit speaks, it becomes part of your life. That means there is what? The indwelling Spirit. That means you have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 When you can hear what the Spirit saith, and then the fruits of what you hear is seen in your life. That's the proof. That's the evidence that you have what? The Holy Ghost. It is not speaking in tongues.
Amen.
Because the devil also speaks in tongues. Amen.
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 See, this simple thing. And yet, you would tell, most of these Pentecostal ministers, they said they are doctors.
Oh, my.
It's true, education is not, they say, when it comes to the Spirit, it comes to the Word of God, it's not education.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's what God has revealed to you.
Amen.
Oh, if not, then our prophet, William Branham, couldn't be what? A prophet. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They are learned people, they have entered universities, and after universities, even they have entered into seminary colleges, and they are being taught this. Oh my, and they still come back and say, God is three.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And say that baptism has been the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, where is it? Oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
Blessed are your ears.
Amen.
When you hear, you understand.
Amen.
Blessed are your eyes. When you see, you perceive.
Amen.
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 Oh, the prophet said, it is absolutely impossible for every man to hear what the Spirit saith unto what? Unto the churches in every age.
Amen.
Absolutely impossible. Some will hear and they will not understand. They cannot accept it. As we just heard that Jesus said, accept ye, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. Ye have no life in you. And then some people stand and say, from that day, many of his disciples went away. Praise God. And they said, this is a hard saying. Who can? What? Praise be to God.
Amen.
That the Lord has revealed all these things to us. Brethren, that's why he said, the prophet said, you are what? You are a special. Let me read it again. Where is it? He said that we are what? Praise God. He said, we are a special group of people.
Amen.
Amen. He said, very special group of people. That are able to hear.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. One special group. He said, there's only one group.
Amen.
That's what? Hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
We can say we are that group.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Blessed are your ears, brethren. So, those who did not have the Spirit heard it only as carnal men. but and put a wrong interpretation on it and went into sin. You see it?
Amen.
Those who have not the spirit, the indwelling spirit, they hear it and then they put a wrong interpretation on it. And then it takes them their what? And then they went into what? Into sin. You see? In every age. Amen. Said in every age, the evidence was the same. Those who had the spirit as the teacher heard the word.
Amen.
And that spirit in them took the word and taught it and revealed it to them. And they were the what? The group that heard the messenger and his message and took it and led it.
Amen. Amen.
See, one point of the Holy Spirit, if you have the Holy Spirit, is what? For you to what? Recognize
Amen.
The messenger of your time and the message. Amen.
Amen.
It proves that you have what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, sir. But many people, they recognize and then partially, and when they come in small time, they bring in a lot of what? Isms here and there, and then off they are gone.
Mm.
Brethren, let's give glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Because what is happening? Look, the prophet said, in the church, it is what? Uncertainty. Reading from the Uncertain Psalm. He said, how can we have about 900 different organizations and every one of them differ in one to the other?
Amen.
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 And fusing with one another, how can a poor laity know what to do? How can the people know where to stand?
That's right.
That's the problem now, brethren. People are lost because of what? Misinterpretation of what? Because they don't have the ear. Their leaders have no what? Ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He said, one said, we have got it over here. Then another will say, we have got it over here. And we have got it down here. So what does the people know what to do? Uncertainty. The church gives an uncertain sound. The Methodist church says, we got it. The Baptist says, oh, you are lying, we got it. The Presbyterian will say, the both of you are lying, we got it. See? And the Pentecostal will say, we got it. Just look at how we break up and fuse and steal and everything, and it shows we haven't got it exactly right.
Amen.
Oh, you begin to wonder. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we're coming to something very, very important about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's read Ephesians 4:30. You know the scripture already. As I said today, just a kind of Bible study. And you'll give it to us Ephesians 4:30. He said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
Now there is something that we ourselves now have to take notice of. It. Amen.
Amen.
We have the Spirit of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we have something telling us that grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. That is also going to tell us that if truly you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The prophet said, did you notice how long that seal lasts? Until what? Until the day of your redemption.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, the prophet said the Holy Spirit is what? It's a seal.
Amen.
Amen. It's a seal.
Yeah.
Amen. And it seals you unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
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 And when you are sealed, as always we hear, there is no entrance, there is no exit.
Amen.
Amen. A product that has been sealed.
Amen.
Sealed all over. And so, no exit. You cannot go out if you are truly, amen, sealed by the Holy Ghost. The things of the world, you see, you have been cut from you.
Amen.
You are inside.
Amen.
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 And so all the things that are happening around, you don't see it.
Amen.
Amen. So there is no exit for you to go out. There's nothing in you to go out.
Amen.
And there is no entrance also.
Amen.
The devil cannot come in where you are. Amen.
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 The devil can never come in where you are. You are sealed.
Amen.
And you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
Not from one revival to another revival.
No.
Not 1 week you are sealed, you see yourself sealed, and another week you are out. No, sir. No, no, no. That's not the kind of seal that Ephesians 4:30 is saying. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet said, did you notice how long the seal lasts? Not till the next revival. That means you come, oh, today, the revival was so great. Oh, the message was so wonderful. And so from that day, oh, looks as if everything is changing in your life. Then 3 days later, the fire is what? Cooling off. Then you go back to your same thing again. That's not the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Just like what? The seed that fell among what? Stones. Huh? It becomes like what? Your heart becomes like what? That seed that fell among what? Stones. He said, for a while it sprang up as if what? Oh, it's what going to bring up what? Fruits. Then, because there are no much soil around, when a little sun hit, oh, the whole thing what? Because it has no sufficient what? Soil for the roots to hold it.
Amen.
So not from one revival until the next. Something goes wrong until the day of your redemption. That's how long it seals. The seal is. See? Not when something goes wrong. Oh, when nothing is wrong. No trials, no difficulties. Oh, everything is smooth. Yeah, a good Christian. Amen. Then a little trial comes. You start murmuring. That's not the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the trial comes, so ho, Satan, you want to challenge me? you have taken a wrong bout. Eh?
Oh.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Give him a real knockout to get out from there. Amen. Go down on your knees, the Lord. You know why all this is has to come away. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We move on.
Amen.
Lord, lead and I'll follow.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, you don't see, then he said, until the day that you are redeemed up to be with God. That's the time this seal will seal you. That's how long the Holy Spirit seals you. Not from revival to revival, but from eternity to eternity, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is.
Amen.
Amen. And then he said, The seal is what? A finished work. A finished work. So God has finished everything about you. That's a seal. When He finished everything about them, He seals you. You are a finished work. Amen. God has saved you, sanctified you, cleansed you up, sealed you. You are His product. Until the day of your redemption, a seal is a finished thing.
Amen.
Amen. You become a product now. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He takes you through His factory. Amen. Here, then. Later, He seals you. Then you become a product. Then that product is supposed to what? Reach, we are looking at it naturally. The product from, we have a factory there at a place at the edges town. They deal with dogs and cat food. You see a lot of articulators there, you can pack them sealed. Amen.
Amen.
And some are going to North Ireland, some are going to UK, some are going here, there, because they supply the whole of Europe. And it will be there until it reaches what? The destination.
Amen.
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 No one will open it. No one will touch it. Praise the Lord. So we are also, when we are sealed, amen, until we reach our destination.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
No one can open it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the prophet is saying. He said, finish with what? You are finished with the world. See? All things of the world, you are finished with it. To be a product that God has put a seal, is that what? A seal of what? Approval.
Amen.
So you are sealed. That's a... He said, does the matter? Now, he was talking about when he was working at the railroad, how the inspector would come and look at the things that have been packed. And when they are well packed, then he seals it. And when he seals it, no one can what? Open it again until what? It reaches its destination.
Amen.
Amen. So my brethren, looking at, let's look at one, the last one. That there are many, but let's look at the first one. He said, the Holy Spirit also becomes an advocate for you.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Becomes an advocate. He said, what is the Holy Ghost? It is an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
It makes intercessions for your, for our ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do something actually we are not aware.
Mm-hmm.
And this Holy Spirit, we do Lord intercession spirit. Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
It shows how God loves us. See, when we ignorantly stagger into something, the Holy Spirit is there to intercede for us. He is our advocate.
Amen.
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 When we stagger ignorantly into something, the Holy Spirit is there to make what intercessions for us. Not deliberate, eh? You know that the thing is wrong, but then the that is there. No, sir.
Amen.
Amen. You know the thing is very wrong.
Amen.
Say so, that the advocate is there. No, my brother, no, sir. Not what we, the prophet is saying here. He said, ignorantly stagger into something. Amen. Because sometimes, I can't remember. Was it last Sunday or last Sunday? And Angel spoke, said something I did wrong. Amen. You know, I went to the police station and after buying the fuel, I went to their small room with the music. And I closed the door. After I wanted to come out, the door was locked. And that Sunday also, there were just few cars at the filling station. So I was shaking the door just to attract attention from someone outside to know that I'm locked in. Then later, about 5 minutes, somebody came, banged it, tried to walk, but he couldn't, so he had to probably tell the attendant that there is someone is locked in the room. So when the attendant came, he also struggled a little before the door was able to open. And so when I came out, I said, hey, God, this your door is faulty. So see to it that no one locks in again, because that place is not good for someone to be locked in. He said, the door has been perfect 24 hours. What are you saying? I'm telling you, your door is faulty. Now you are telling me back that. So I spoke a little harsh to the Lord. Is that the way how you talk to your customers? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So when I came back to the car, Angel was telling me, Dad, why were you shouting over there? Simple. This is the way it wants to happen. Sometimes you need to tell somebody who is the one who's done wrong. You need to tell them.
Amen.
But, well, somebody who also will not know why, what has happened. And then the way how you were shouting, and even he mentioned, he said, hey, brother, Vegas always buy fuel for that place. So let's imagine what Vegas is doing when somebody shouts. Amen. Oh, so, after a while, I just kept quiet. I accepted it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, so all this, I did it in the world, ignorantly or not by listening. So the advocate is there.
Amen.
Just like that, see, just a quick outburst like that. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thought, well, I was on the right distance, but my daughter was telling me that I was shouting. So what can I say? Amen. And then today I went there, you know what? They have fixed the whole thing. See?
Amen.
Angel, you see, they fixed it. Praise the Lord. After giving him that kind of thing, they fixed everything. I went in there. Praise the Lord. You see? Now, when you are inside, you make big, then the door will open for you. They made it so wonderful now. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So, let's see, we have an advocate, but let's just want ignorance, something you stagger into it, the advocate is there.
Amen.
Not what deliberate, praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit there is to intercede for us. Yes. He's our advocate. He stands there, he's our attorney, he stands there and pleads for us. We don't plead for ourselves, but because the Holy Spirit is God, is the one that pleads for us. Amen.
Amen.
And the scripture says that we have a high priest.
Amen. Amen.
We have a high priest, praise God, that sits at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Power and interceding. Amen. Even our request, all that we want to place before him, he's there to work in the sin. So this evening, if you have any request, praise the Lord. That hospital is there. That tunnel is there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Who will what? Will intercede and plead for on our behalf. How many believe that?
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. The musicians come. We have a 15 minutes to put our
Amen.
We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give glory to you.
Lord Savior, leave that spirit, Lord, after the passage. Where we can never be touched by the hands of the enemy, to be sealed with the seal of God Himself. Lord, there's no higher authority besides You, Lord, and it is Your seal that is keeping us, Lord, destined for our destination, knowing that no matter how much the truck may rock left and right, Lord, we are safe in that place, Lord. Thank You so much, Lord, that out of the 7 billion people in the world today, You have chosen us, Lord. That, Father, we may be partakers of this word. Lord, indeed, it's more than 1 in 1 million, Lord. And Father, we are so thankful that You are merciful to us in that way. And that, Lord, even sometimes when the enemy comes and try to bring us down, try to make us to forget, Lord, the grace and the mercy You have extended to us. We thank You, Lord, that on a simple Wednesday night, You bring Your word to remind us once again that we are in Your hands and that You will never lose us, Lord. Help us, Father, that we may take courage tonight, that as we leave this place, when the enemy comes, Lord, trying to scare us and to lie to us, Father, that we would stand our ground against him. For he cannot come to where we are, and Lord, we cannot go to where he is, Lord. For You have sealed us. We thank You, Father. And yet we pray for more of Your grace, Lord. But Father, if we have examined in our hearts and we have seen that the tutor is not in there, Lord, oh, I pray, Lord, that You grant more grace. That Father, You may put a thirst, Lord, in our hearts, that we may desire for it, Lord. And that Father, we may seek it, Lord. Father, for our very life hangs upon it, Lord. Help us to seek it with all diligence until we have found it. For we learn from Your scriptures, Lord, that You are more than willing to give it, Lord, and we are willing to receive it. So I pray, Father, that if there be any, Lord, that still find themselves outside, Lord, oh God, may You encourage them tonight, Lord, that they may thirst for it, Lord, that, Father, You may give unto them, Lord. Father, we thank You, Lord. May You bless our brother Maxwell as we go tonight. Keep him safe, Lord, and continue to use him, Lord, in his ministry, Lord. We pray, Father, that You restore strength and virtue unto him, Lord. Father, we pray for our musicians that have stood in the place of duty and You have used them to encourage us tonight. May You bless them with more and more music, Lord, that they would bring us into that place every time that they play, Lord. Father, I pray for our pastor, Lord. You know where he is. I pray that You continue to guide him. I pray, Father, that Your Spirit, Lord, will continue to lead him, oh Father, as he leads us. Help us, Father, Lord, that, Father, He may continue, Lord, to be used of You, that You anoint His lips and pour Your wisdom, Lord, that it may edify Your people, remembering our brother Maxwell Jr., Lord, even as he waits upon You for Friday. Lord, I ask, Father, that You give him another word, that You would use him even as You used him a few weekends ago. Lord, that he may speak Your word again, and that it may edify us, Lord. Father, we commit him to You, strength him, Lord, and give him more and more wisdom, Lord. We thank You, Father. Bless every brother, every sister that has done, Lord, their part tonight, Lord, in sitting in the pews, in operating the equipment. Father, bless them, Lord, and then let this word, Lord, continue, Lord, Father, to be right close to our hearts, that, Father, we would never let it down, but that, Father, would constantly refer to it, Lord. Bless us as we leave tonight, Father. Keep those safe, Lord, that we're not here tonight. Father, may You help them, that when we meet on Friday, You'll be there, Lord, with them also, to bring them to Your house, Lord, that we may fellowship once again together. Bless us, Father, until we meet again. We commit our ways to You in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.